What do you think you'd do if a howling mob began to run in your direction, intent on beating you up? Probably, like most people, you would take off in the opposite direction as fast as your legs would carry you. This very thing happened to the Apostle Paul, as recorded in the 21st chapter of Acts. The record says the whole city was stirred up with excitement, and the mob tried to kill him. And just how did Paul interpret the situation? He turned to one of the military officers and said, "I beseech you, permit me to speak to the people." Unbelievable! The Apostle Paul did not view this as a threat to his life. He did not see this as a setback to the spread of the gospel. Quite to the contrary, he saw this as a witnessing opportunity. He sees this attempted murder and riot as an opportunity to give his testimony and preach the gospel. When was the last time you had an opportunity to share a word of testimony with someone? Or maybe the question should be, when was the last time you saw an opportunity to share your faith in Christ? It's my experience that oftentimes God provides opportunities to witness, and we don't see them as such. And quite possibly, it's because opportunities to witness sometimes come wrapped in unusual circumstances. For instance, one evening I was having supper at a roadside diner in upstate New York. In came three men and a woman and sat down on some stools next to mine. "Do you live around here?" I asked the man sitting next to me. "Yes," he said, "and where are you from?" "I'm from Colorado," I answered. The woman, sitting about four stools down, called in my direction, "Colorado? What are you doing way back here in New York?" "Oh," I said, "I've been to a Christian camp up near Scroon Lake, and I spent a week up there teaching a group of university students the basic message of the Bible." "Oh, yeah," she called out, "and what is the basic message of the Bible?" So there I was, shouting down the row of stools to the woman with the noise of the customers, with the jukebox blaring, hardly what might appear to be a witnessing opportunity. But it was. And do you know what? That morning, I had asked the Lord to show me if an opportunity presented itself. You can do the same. For the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.